You're listening to SBS News.
For Mitchell Evans, Christmas is normally a bustling time of year at his local charity centre called Street Level, with mass lunches and gatherings. But this year, he says the community centre, run by the Salvation Army, is operating very differently.
So a lot of our community have mobile phones, so we've got an old-fashioned ring around happening to keep people connected. It's funny that we've gone back to those old school ways of keeping connected. As I said, we've been doing lunch in our laneway every day, so that's a connection point.
As a mission leader at the Salvation Army, Mr. Evans says he is continuing to adapt during the challenging times.
So we've been providing toy hampers for families with children that are doing it tough at the moment. And we, through the generosity of a lot of our donors, are able to spoil families by giving them lots of stuff for their children as well.
Mission Australia estimates more than 100,000 people around Australia will be homeless this Christmas, and charities are doing their best to help those in need. The organisation's Chief Executive Officer, James Toomey, says there are still opportunities to get together.
Still events going on. There is every year the Wayside Chapel in Sydney holds a Christmas meal for people of this type. We at Mission Australia have a large Christmas lunch in the park in Perth.
While Sydney works to contain the coronavirus outbreak on the northern beaches, church services will also be live streamed. Places of worship are limited to up to 300 people in Greater Sydney. The Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, Reverend Anthony Fisher, is reminding everyone to stay positive.
This Christmas, let's take a few moments to reflect upon what we've learnt through the year of COVID. Thanks be to God, our leaders, frontline workers and neighbours, we were kept safe.
And the Melbourne Anglican Archbishop, Philip Freer, is signing off the year that was.
It is good to pause and rejoice, taking hold again of the idea that Christmas is almost unimaginably good news.
Brooke Fryer, SBS News.